This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Bob Zimmerman is here to take us from the surface of the planet Earth to the surface of the planet Mars, touching down now and again. You will recall the brave little toaster that flew, Ingenuity. The last time we left Ingenuity, there was some hesitation in the software. But, Bob, Ingenuity, has it solved its problem?
Yeah, it appears that the fourth flight was a success. They have not released full details yet on what happened on that flight, but I've got a post on Behind the Black, which includes a picture montage, which shows it taking off, traveling a distance, and then coming back to land a short distance away from where it took off from. And apparently it traveled a good distance, about 436 feet, to the south, away from its takeoff point, which is the opposite direction it had gone on its third flight, where it traveled something like 300 feet to the north. And so it apparently was very successful. They got pictures from the Ingenuity. And so it very clearly now is capable of doing scouting missions for Perseverance. And rather than just doing more test missions, engineering test flights, and then flying to failure, they've made the decision, and we've talked about this, to instead become a scout for Perseverance.
Right.
Use it until it fails, but don't try to kill it. Use it to actually scout out things. And so Perseverance now is taken over. Its science now is the priority. But periodically, every few weeks, Ingenuity is going to fly again when Perseverance wants it to scout something out. And they're going to keep doing that until it fails.
Bob, what's magical about this is that once a robot performs, it becomes a creature. It becomes a character in a story. It anthropomorphizes, and Ingenuity is unkillable now. It's the brave little toaster that flew, so of course they drafted it to be the Air Force for Perseverance. Now we go to the surface of Mars. Bob enjoys finding surface features that either are inexplicable or suggestive. Right now, it's a river of lava. What does this tell us, Bob?
This is really incredibly cool. There's a canyon on Mars called the Kasai Valley. It's about the length of the Columbia River in the northwest United States. Well, it appears that sometime in the past, over a period of several weeks or several months, but no more than that, that canyon was filled with a river of lava traveling almost 1,400 miles. So think about the Columbia River flowing, but it's not water. It's molten lava flowing for 1,400 miles. That doesn't happen on Earth. It can only happen on Mars. So this is kind of incredible to me. The lava itself did not form the valley. The valley was formed, I think, by catastrophic floods of water. But the lava coming out of a volcano drained into that valley and used the channels of that valley to flow downhill. And it's just kind of incredible, John, that Mars is alien. It can actually do gigantic lava flows that move very fast. They move about as fast as the tsunami floods that occurred in Japan back in 2011. If you remember those videos,
sure.
They had helicopter views of the water flowing across the terrain at like 20 miles an hour. And this is kind of what this did on Mars. It's kind of amazing.
Bob, doesn't Mars have the largest volcano we know in the solar system?
Yes, that's Olympus Mons. It has the lava that came from this lava flow came from what they call the Tharsis Bulge, which includes not just Olympus Mons, but three other volcanoes that are also bigger than any other volcanoes in the world, but just not as big as Olympus Mons. And so they produced a lot of lava. And the way they produced it is alien from the way Earth, at least the way the lava flows apparently, was very alien to anything we're familiar with.
A great science fiction movie is The Crack That Went Around the World and Was to Tear the Planet in Half. Bob's found a crack that has split volcanoes on Mars. Where is it, Bob?
This is in that Tharsis Bulge. This is basically a giant fault that we think is the reason why you got three giant volcanoes lined up all together. I found what they called a vent on Mars, a source of a rill, and it lines up with that crack. And it was a great way to illustrate how these three volcanoes come from a gigantic fault 3,500 miles long, a crack on Mars.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. We will look forward to Bob's report on sunspots soon enough. There are patterns to discern. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.